Welcome to Vietnam Legal Investment Insights. Today we're going to be going deep into a topic that can be kind of tricky to figure out: divorce laws for international couples here in Vietnam.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. It's definitely one of those things that can get really complicated fast, especially when you're dealing with all these different legal systems and cultural expectations all at once.
And that's exactly why we're here today. We'll be using Harley Miller Law Firm's guide, Finding Legal Support for International Divorce in Vietnam, to sort of break it all down and make it a little easier to grasp.
Exactly. We want you to walk away from this feeling confident, well-informed, ready to tackle this whole process.
So one of the things that kind of jumped out at me from the guide right away was that Vietnamese law really is the most important thing. Even when we're talking about international divorce, I kind of thought international agreements would be more important. You know what I mean?
It makes sense to think that, but actually, Vietnam's Arnh laws are the foundation for any divorce that happens here, no matter where the couple's from originally.
So Vietnam wants to make sure that any divorce that's happening here follows their rules and values.
Exactly.
So even if you have a prenuptial agreement from another country, Vietnamese law is still the starting point.
Yes, a Vietnamese court would always interpret any agreement through the lens of Vietnamese law.
Okay. Well, that's something I'm sure a lot of international couples don't even realize. Now, the guide mentions two main types of divorce: consensual and contested. Consensual sounds pretty ideal, right?
It definitely tends to go more smoothly, yeah. Basically, both sides agree to the divorce. They come to a mutual understanding about all the major details, like how to divide up assets, or child custody, if that's a factor.
So everyone's on the same page. But what happens if things get a little less agreeable?
Then we move into the world of a contested divorce. So that's when the couple just can't agree on things like who gets what property, or maybe how to handle custody arrangements.
And that's got to be where having a good lawyer becomes super important.
100%, especially in international divorces. You might have assets in different countries or different cultural norms around divorce and raising kids.
Yeah, because it's not just about understanding Vietnamese law, right? You also have to understand how that might clash with the laws of another country if one spouse is American or from somewhere else entirely.
Right, and that's where an international divorce lawyer from a firm like Harley Miller can be so helpful. They can help you sort through all that and make sure you know your rights under both Vietnamese and international law.
So we've got our two main types of divorce: consensual and contested. But there's another important factor that the guide talks about: jurisdiction. Seems like where you live in Vietnam determines which court can actually handle your divorce case.
That's right. For a Vietnamese court to be able to handle your divorce, at least one person in the couple has to actually be living in Vietnam, legally residing there.
That seems like pretty important information, especially if you got married in Vietnam, but have since moved to a different province or even a different country.
Yeah, definitely. Let's say you and your spouse got married in Ho Chi Minh City, but you've been living in Da Nang for a few years. If you want to get divorced, the court in Da Nang would probably handle your case, not Ho Chi Minh City.
So it's not about where you got married, it's where you're living when you want to get divorced.
Exactly. And even within Vietnam, which specific court handles your case depends on whether it's a consensual or contested divorce. It can get pretty detailed, but the guide goes through it all. But of course, it's always a good idea to talk to a lawyer to figure out which court makes sense for your situation.
Speaking of lawyers, the guide really emphasizes that for international divorces, especially when you're talking about dividing up complex assets or dealing with child custody disputes, having an international divorce lawyer is basically a must. Why is that so important in these types of cases?
Well, try to imagine yourself in that situation, trying to understand all the details of Vietnamese law, maybe even another country's legal system on top of that, and going through a divorce on top of everything else. That's just a lot to handle for one person.
Not to mention the language barrier. I mean, even if you know some basic Vietnamese, trying to explain your finances or what you want to happen with your kids in a language you're not fluent in, that seems like it could lead to some big misunderstandings.
You need somebody who not only speaks the language fluently, but also understands all the Vietnamese legal terms and processes.
So what else should you look for in an international divorce lawyer besides language skills?
Experience. You really want somebody who has a track record of success with international divorce cases in Vietnam. They need to understand both Vietnamese and international law, especially any treaties or conventions that might apply to your situation.
So they're kind of like part lawyer, part international relations expert.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. Ideally, they'd have a good network of legal professionals in other countries too. That can be super valuable if you're dealing with assets or legal stuff in multiple places.
Okay, so finding the right lawyer is definitely a big deal. But let's talk about the practical stuff for a minute. I'm sure everyone's thinking the same thing right now. How much is all of this going to cost?
That's a fair question, and it's something we talk about in the guide. Divorce can be expensive. especially when you add in all the international law stuff and maybe even multiple countries.
Yeah, I'm already thinking about those legal fees.
But it's really important to remember this is an investment in your future and your rights. The cost of a good lawyer now could save you a lot of trouble and money down the line.
Okay, I'm trying to think positive here. So, what are the main costs we should be ready for?
Well, first, you got the lawyer's fees. Those will vary depending on how experienced the lawyer is and how complicated your case is. Usually, there's a fee for the initial consultation and then an hourly rate for their services.
So there's that survey meeting fee, and then maybe a retainer to make sure they work with you, and then those hourly rates on top of it could definitely add up.
It's true. But the good news is most lawyers are pretty upfront about their fees and are willing to talk about payment plans.
Okay, that's good to know. But it's not just the lawyer, right? There are court costs too.
Yes, you definitely have to remember those. Think about things like filing fees, fees for processing all your documents, and remember, everything has to be in Vietnamese. And then there are things like notarization fees, too.
Okay, so it's a lot to keep track of, but I guess the main thing is to be prepared and talk to your lawyer about the costs right from the start.
Exactly. Being open about money from the beginning is essential. It's way better to be clear about that stuff up front than to be surprised later on.
And this is just a general overview. For advice specific to your situation, you'll want to contact the experts at Harley Miller Law Firm.
Definitely. They can give you advice that's tailored to you.
Now, before you start feeling overwhelmed, let's talk about some common challenges people face during international divorces and how to avoid them.
That's a good point. It can be complex, but it doesn't have to be overwhelming. With the right knowledge and support, you can get through it.
So what are some of the things that tend to trip people up?
The guide highlights three main challenges: language barriers, problems with getting documents authenticated, and the always fun topic of dividing property.
I mean, those all sound pretty tricky. Let's take them one at a time. Language barriers seem pretty straightforward, right? Not everybody speaks Vietnamese.
You'd be surprised how often language causes major problems. All legal proceedings here are in Vietnamese. All documents have to be submitted in Vietnamese. Even small translation errors can have big consequences.
So do you just need to hire a translator?
Well, working with a good translator is really important, but it's not just about finding someone who speaks both languages. They have to understand legal terms and be able to translate all the details of your case accurately. You don't want anything getting lost in translation.
That makes a lot of sense. Okay, how about document authentication? What kind of issues do people usually run into there?
Often it's because documents from other countries don't meet the requirements here in Vietnam. Like a marriage certificate from the U.S. might need to go through a specific process to be considered valid here.
Ugh, paperwork. It's always the paper. I remember one time I was trying to get a visa in another country, and it was a total nightmare. I had to run all over the city getting documents translated and notarized and stamped by different officials. It took weeks.
Sounds frustrating. That's exactly why it's so important to have legal professionals who understand both Vietnamese and international procedures. They can walk you through all the authentication requirements and make sure your paperwork is all in order.
Okay, so we've covered language barriers and document authentication. Now for the last one, dividing up property. Why is that such a common challenge in international divorces?
Well, just imagine you and your spouse have assets in multiple countries. Maybe you have a house here in Vietnam and a retirement account in Europe and some investments in the US. Trying to figure out how to split all of that up fairly and legally can get really complicated.
Yeah, I could see how that would be a huge headache, especially with different currencies and property laws in different countries.
Exactly. Then there's the whole issue of figuring out what things are actually worth. How do you determine the market value of a house in Vietnam versus a stock portfolio in the US? It's not always a simple calculation.
So what's the solution? Do you need to hire a bunch of international property experts and financial people?
Well, that might be a little much, although in some really complex cases, it might be necessary. The important thing is to work with legal professionals who know how to handle international asset valuation and division. They can help you figure out all those details and work towards a settlement that takes everything into account.
So it sounds like having the right legal team is absolutely essential for international divorce in Vietnam. It's not just about knowing the law. It's about having that international expertise and understanding how to navigate all the potential problems that might come up.
I couldn't agree more. It's an investment that can save you a lot of stress and time and probably money in the long run.
Speaking of Harley Miller Law Firm, their guide is a great place to start for anyone thinking about or going through this process. It's got so much useful information and advice presented in a way that's easy to understand.
It's a great resource. And for anyone who needs more personalized advice, they can always contact Harley Miller Law Firm directly for a consultation.
Exactly. You can find all their contact info on their website, hmlf.vm. Now, before we wrap up this part of our deep dive, I want to leave you with something to think about. Even if you're in a happy marriage right now and divorce seems unlikely, why might it be important to know about these international divorce laws?
That's a great question. It's something I think everyone, especially those in international relationships or living abroad, should consider. Because even if divorce seems far off, knowing about these laws can affect how you think about things like finances and prenuptial agreements.
Ah, the dreaded T word. But you're right, it's something that people don't always consider, especially when they're starting a new relationship or moving to a new country.
Exactly. But having a basic understanding of international divorce laws can help you make better decisions about money and legal stuff, which could prevent problems down the road.
So it's kind of like an insurance policy. You hope you never have to use it, but it's good to have that peace of mind.
Exactly. And by being proactive and getting advice from experts early on, you can deal with the complicated world of international relationships and legal systems with more confidence and less stress.
Well said. And with that, I think we've covered a lot in this first part of our deep dive. We've talked about the legal basics, why having a good lawyer is so important, and the challenges you might face.
Hopefully you're feeling a little more informed and prepared to tackle this topic, whether you're dealing with divorce right now or just planning for the future.
Absolutely. Remember, knowledge is power. And when it comes to international divorce in Vietnam, having the right information and support can make a world of difference.
So we've talked about international divorce in Vietnam in general, the laws, the types of divorce, why it's so important to have the right legal help. But now let's get a little more specific. Imagine you're an American citizen married to a Vietnamese citizen, and after a few years, you decide to get a divorce. Where do you even start?
That's a really good question, and it shows why it's so important to talk to a lawyer early on. They can give you advice based on your specific situation. But let's think about some of the key things you'd need to consider. Based on what we know from Harley Miller's guide, first of all, what about the reasons for divorce in Vietnam? Is it a no-fault system like in some other countries, or do you need a specific reason to file for divorce?
That's a really important point. Vietnam doesn't have a no-fault divorce system. You need a specific reason to get a divorce. And those reasons are listed in something called the Law on Marriage and Family.
Okay, so what are some of those reasons? What would a Vietnamese court consider a valid reason to grant a divorce?
The law lists a few things like infidelity, domestic violence, or if the couple has been living apart for at least 2 years. It's not as easy as just saying, we've grown apart. You have to prove it.
I see. So in our example, let's say this American-Vietnamese couple has been separated for over 2 years and wants to get divorced. What's the next step?
Well, once they've shown they have a valid reason for divorce, they have to decide if they want a consensual or contested divorce. Remember, if they agree on everything, it can be a lot easier.
Right. So if they've already decided how to divide their assets and handle child custody, they could file for a consensual divorce. But what if they can't agree? Like, what if they're fighting over who gets the apartment in Ho Chi Minh City or how much time each parent gets with the kids?
That's when it becomes a contested divorce, which means the court will decide all those issues for them. That's when things can get really complicated and take a lot longer.
And I bet that's when having a good lawyer from a firm like Harley Miller is even more important. They can help you with those tough negotiations and make sure your rights are protected.
Absolutely. They can also tell you what documents you need for a contested divorce. For example, you might need to gather evidence to prove things about who owns what property or who should have custody of the kids.
Okay, so let's say our couple decides to go for a contested divorce and they both hire lawyers. What happens next in the actual legal process?
The first thing is filing the divorce petition with the right court, which, like we said, depends on where they're living in Vietnam. Then the court will set a date for a hearing. That's where both sides and their lawyers will present their arguments and evidence.
So it's kind of like a legal battle where each side tries to prove their case.
Yeah, you could say that. The court listens to everything and then makes a decision.
And that decision would include things like how to divide their assets, who gets custody of the kids, and if one spouse has to pay the other alimony?
Right. That decision is legally binding and both people have to follow it.
Now, let's say this couple has a child together. How do Vietnamese courts usually handle child custody in international divorces?
That's a really important question. The Vietnamese legal system always puts the child's best interests first. That means the court will consider a lot of things when deciding custody, like the child's age, their relationship with each parent, and their overall well-being.
So it's not automatically assumed that the mother gets custody, like in some cultures?
Nope, not at all. Vietnamese law supports shared parenting, and courts are becoming more and more open to giving joint custody, where both parents share decision-making and time with the child.
That's good to know, but what if one parent wants to move to another country with the child after the divorce? How does that work?
That's when things can get pretty tricky, and it's definitely a situation where getting legal advice from a firm like Harley Miver is really important. Relocation cases usually have extra legal hurdles, and you have to consider international laws and agreements.
Okay, so let's say in our example, both parents agree to stay in Vietnam for now. Once the court decides on custody, are there any other things they have to do? Do they ever have to go back to court?
There might be some things they have to keep doing, especially when it comes to child support. Usually, the court will order the parent who doesn't have custody to make regular payments to help with the child's upbringing and education.
So even after the divorce is final, there might still be financial responsibilities.
That's right. And those responsibilities are legally binding, even if one parent moves to another country.
Now, you mentioned that Vietnam doesn't have no-fault divorce, so there has to be a specific reason for the divorce. What if one person doesn't want to get divorced? Can the other person still get a divorce, even if there's no reason like infidelity or abuse?
That's where the 2-year separation rule is important. If a couple has been living apart for at least 2 years and one person wants a divorce, the court will usually grant it even if the other person doesn't want it.
Okay, so even if one person is against it, if they've been separated for a long time, the court recognizes that the marriage is probably over.
Exactly. The law understands that it's not good for anyone to stay in a marriage that isn't working anymore, especially if there are children involved.
That makes sense. Let's talk about the money part of divorce. We've already discussed lawyer fees and court costs, but what about dividing up assets? How does that usually work here?
Vietnam believes in dividing assets acquired during the marriage in a fair way. That doesn't always mean splitting everything equally. They'll look at how much each person contributed to the marriage, both financially and things like taking care of the kids and the house.
So it's not always a 50-50 split.
Not necessarily. Like if one person was the main breadwinner while the other stayed home with the kids, the court might give more of the assets to the person who didn't earn as much money during the marriage.
Okay, that seems fair. What about things that people owned before they got married? How are those handled?
Things that people brought into the marriage are usually considered separate property and aren't divided.
But what if those things have gone up in value during the marriage? Like a house that one person owned before getting married, but they fixed it up and made it worth more while they were together.
That's when it can get a little more complicated, and it's another reason why it's good to have expert legal advice. A lawyer can help figure out how much of that increase in value is because of both people's efforts during the marriage and whether it should be divided.
So there are a lot of details to consider when it comes to dividing up property. Are there any specific types of assets that are especially difficult to deal with in international divorces?
One common problem is when people have assets in other countries. For instance, if someone has a retirement account in their home country, trying to figure out how to divide that up in a Vietnamese divorce can be really complicated. It might mean working with lawyers in that other country and figuring out different pension laws.
So it's not just about dividing up things within Vietnam. It could involve a whole other level of legal stuff if there are assets in other countries.
You got it. And that's another reason why having a law firm like Harley Miller that has experience with international divorce and connections to lawyers all over the world can be so helpful. They can help you figure out all those international issues and try to get you a fair settlement that takes into account all your assets, no matter where they are.
This has been super helpful. We've talked about so much, from why people get divorced to dividing up assets and who gets custody of the kids. It's obviously a complicated process, but having the right information and support can make a huge difference.
I agree. The more you know about international divorce in Vietnam, the better prepared you'll be to protect yourself and get through it.
Before we move on, I want to remind everyone that everything we've talked about today is general information based on Harley Miller's guide. But every divorce is different, and your situation might be more complicated.
Absolutely. It's really important to get personalized legal advice from a qualified profession.
And that's where Harley Miller Law Firm comes in. They have a whole team of experienced international divorce lawyers who can give you advice specific to your situation.
It doesn't matter if you're just starting to think about divorce or if you're already going through it, they can give you the support and expertise you need.
And like we mentioned, you can find their contact information on their website, hmlf.vn. They offer free consultations, so don't hesitate to reach out and talk to them about your situation. We've talked about a lot, haven't we? From the different types of divorce to the reasons you can file. Seems like there's a lot to keep in mind with international divorce in Vietnam.
Oh, yeah, there definitely is. And to make things even more confusing, there are a lot of misconceptions out there that can make the whole thing feel even more stressful.
Okay, let's try to clear up some of those misconceptions. What are some of the most common ones you've come across?
One big one is that the foreign spouse always gets the short end of the stick in a Vietnamese divorce. Like, people think the system is rigged against them.
Yeah, I could see how that idea would come about, especially with the cultural differences and everything, and the fact that it's Vietnamese law that's being applied.
But you have to remember, the Vietnamese legal system is designed to be fair and impartial. Judges look at each case individually and apply the law equally to everyone.
So just because you're a foreigner doesn't mean you're automatically going to lose.
No, not at all. In fact, lots of foreign spouses have gone through the Vietnamese divorce process and come out with a fair outcome.
Well, that's good to hear. What's another common misconception?
Another one is that you can just get a quickie divorce online or through some agency. without even going to Vietnam.
Yeah, I've seen those ads online too. Get a Vietnamese divorce in 24 hours. Sounds a little too good to be true.
Well, that's because it is too good to be true. Those things are usually scams, or they just don't give you a real legal divorce.
So if you're really serious about getting divorced in Vietnam, you have to do it the right way, legally.
Exactly. You need to work with a real law firm like Harley Miller to make sure everything's done correctly and your divorce is recognized everywhere.
Makes sense. Let's switch gears for a minute and talk about some practical tips for anyone who's thinking about or going through an international divorce in Vietnam. What's the first thing you'd recommend?
Get all your documents together as soon as possible. Things like your marriage certificate, any prenuptial agreement you might have, financial records, and proof of where you live.
So be organized, basically. Have your ducks in a row before you even begin.
Right. The more organized you are, the easier the whole process will be.
Any other advice?
Be honest with your lawyer. Tell them everything, even if it's embarrassing or hard to talk about.
So your lawyer has all the information they need to do their job.
Yeah. And remember, they can't tell anyone else what you tell them. It's confidential.
Good point. What about emotional support during all of this? It's got to be tough.
Oh, yeah. Divorce is almost never easy emotionally. Don't be afraid to talk to friends or family or even a therapist.
It's important to take care of yourself during all of this.
Definitely. And one last thing. Try to approach the whole situation as something you can solve. Focus on finding solution that would work for everyone, especially if there are children involved.
Keeping things as amicable as possible will definitely make it less stressful for everyone.
100%. And that's another area where a good mediator or lawyer can be helpful. They can help you have productive conversations and work towards agreements that are good for everyone.
Well, I think this has been a really informative look at international divorce in Vietnam. We've busted some myths, shared some advice, and talked about why it's so important to get legal help from experts.
Hopefully our listeners are feeling a little more in the know and not quite as scared of this whole topic.
Exactly. Remember, knowledge is power. And when it comes to international divorce in Vietnam, knowing your rights and options is the first step towards making it through the process successfully.
And if you're feeling overwhelmed or don't know where to turn, reach out to Harley Miller Law Firm. They've got the experience and knowledge to help you through every step of the way.
You can find all their information on their website, hmlf.vn, and they offer free consultations, so don't be afraid to reach out and talk to them about what's going on.
Thanks for joining us today for this deep dive into international divorce in Vietnam. We hope it was helpful.
And that's it for this episode. Until next time, stay informed and take care.